The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Widespread anger in rural Ireland to AIB's decision to close ATMs at 70 of its branches. In other words, no cash to be found at the bank. While the banks will remain open, the AIB has said that with digital usage soaring, the cost of providing cash services has become increasingly unsustainable. The bank will continue to provide cash facilities in post office. It talks about deepening its relationship with An Post, but many rural dwellers will now face long journeys to access full banking services. For reaction to this decision, we'll be talking in a moment to Michael Healy-Ray, independent Kerry TD and a postmaster himself based in Kilgarvan. But first, Jonathan Powell, owner of Clifton Bike Shop. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm doing very well. Now, Clifton is a bustling town. We talked about it in passing yesterday, a former garrison town. Lots of business there, particularly in the summer. How many ATMs are there?
How many ATMs are there? Yeah. I think there's four ATMs at the moment.
Okay. Now, AIB is to reduce its banking service to allowing you to open an account, make an inquiry, take out a mortgage, but no cash.
Yes, no cash. You can't bank cash. You can't take out cash. You can't bank checks, take out checks. You can't get your coins to keep your tills running. It seems like a crazy, absurd situation they're putting themselves in.
Now, explain to me as a retailer, how many of your customers would simply flash the plastic and pay for a bike? How many would pay with cash?
Obviously, over the last couple of years with the pandemic, a lot of people have turned to the credit and debit cards. But cash, as the old saying goes, cash is always king. People still have cash in the pockets. The older generation, they all still deal with cash. It is obviously greatly reduced, but there is cash still around. People still believe in cash. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the state is still a cash-led, you know, still does cash as in society. It's sort of... it's still all around there.
Now, what difficulties will the closure of AIB as a full banking branch, what impact will it have on you?
It's obviously we work with anything as we go along, but you know it's just inconvenience that we've now said that we're now going to move to another system, and then is there going to be other charges. I haven't fully read all the bank charges. The banking staff themselves only got notified themselves there yesterday, and I'm just sort of like processing it all sort of thing. But
they're deepening their relationship with An Post. They're investing 40 million. That's the headline in their press release. AIB announces 40 million investment program, deepens its relationship with An Post, retains 170 branches around the country, including a branch in 95% of the locations that Ulster Bank and KBC are leaving. And then repurposes, this is in the third line, 70 branches to boost account opening facilities for new customers while withdrawing cash and cheque services in these branches due to declining demand.
Yeah, sounds like a little bit of got to read between the lines there. I'm not really sure. I mean, An Post do a fantastic job. You know, you have to queue to go in there and we have to queue to be into AIB to lodge our checks and banks there. I mean, have AIB done a feasibility study on the impact of this on AIB, on An Post? Just recently, there's a load of An Post is closed through the whole Irish system in the rural communities. So, you know, it sounds like a lot of waffle at the moment.
Yeah. Do you use the post office at all in Clifton?
Yeah, I do occasionally.
Yeah, do they have an ATM there? Because one of the things about having ATMs in the Bank of Ireland branch where I live in Dalkey, there's a machine, and if you've got checks to lodge, you lodge through the machine. There's also a human being behind a counter, but the machines are there, and they make it easy for people, you know, retailers who may have to lodge all sorts of bits of paper. They do it through machine. They don't have to engage with a human.
Not that I know of. Perhaps that's where the investment the AIB are putting into it are going to.
All right. Well, look, let's talk to Michael Healy-Ray. Thank you very much to Jonathan. Michael, you've two roles in this. One would imagine that as a postmaster, you'd be jumping up and down and saying, this is terrific for the postal bit of my activity. On the other hand, there are people who you know, may not live close to a post office or may not get the full range of services they require in the post office. So, what do you think?
Well, first of all, if I'm jumping up and down this morning, it's with temper at the idea of the abandonment by AIB of their loyal and faithful customers for many, many years. This is a devastating blow, not just to the business community, but to everybody, because our banks provided a service that we appreciated, we wanted, we needed, but we also bought into. And what I mean by that is, all of our memories aren't gone too short that we can't remember the way that we, the public, the taxpayers, bailed out AIB and made sure they were left in a position that their doors were open and their lights were on. It was we bailed them out. It's our bank. And if you take, for instance, my phone has been actually on fire. I thought it might blow up since yesterday's announcement because of business people from Kinmare, Castle Island, Killarglin, Carrisaveen, Dingle, up in Tabbyfield and in Kanturk. All of these places are really being detrimentally affected by this decision. And I'm listening very, very carefully, and I've looked at the press releases that the spin doctors paid big money from AIB have been putting out, trying to put a glossy spin on this. But the truth of this story is the lack of service that we're going to have. People need to have access to banking facilities. And you'd ask yourself this question. When you see the list of things now that you can't do in a bank, you'd start to say to yourself, what can you do there? What is the bank good for now if they're going to do this? And the loss of the ATMs, and I appreciate more than anybody the work that the post offices do, because I've been long promoting our post offices, and I always wanted a community bank to be operated through our post offices. So I, of course, welcome business to our post offices, but not in this way, because to be fair, the bank, the post offices close at 5:30 in the evening. The ATMs that were there were there, you know, all day and all night. That service isn't going to be there through the post offices. So while I appreciate and value the work of our post offices, it's not going to be compensation enough for the service that we had through AIB. And I really feel hard done by that we bailed them out and now they're abandoning us. And that's wrong.
I mean, we all are heading in the direction of a cashless society. I mean, even, you know, touching your card against a terminal to pay for a newspaper, you know, that would have been unthinkable years ago. You want a coffee and a bun and you just touch your card. So the younger generation is definitely, you know, abandoning conventional banking, abandoning cash by and large. But still, they have recourse in the cities, particularly to the ATM machine if they need to get some of the hard stuff out. On the other hand, you've got services like Revolut, where kids, when they're splitting a bill, can Revolut to each other. And, you know, how many times have people been inside a bank branch? How many times they'll be asking themselves, have I really needed the ATM when I've got Revolut? My question would be, is the bank just a bit too soon with this decision? That it's inevitable anyway, it's coming down the tracks, but is this too soon?
I understand those points and they're very well made. But the argument against that is not everybody is able to do all of what you're after saying. I understand it. I get it. I see it every day. But that's not for everybody. That's number one. But number two, for example, this morning, I've had people on from Carrisaveen and beyond it. And you know what I'm talking about when I say beyond it, down towards Port Magee and Valentia. And if you're in places like that or down in Ballinskillig, and if you want the services that only a bank can provide, and you're running a small or mid-sized business, you have to leave and travel what is effectively between 50 and 60 miles of a journey one way to go to the nearest bank, which would be in Killarney. And like you can come to Kinmare because Kinmare is closed before you again. It's absolutely crazy. And like it's the lack of care for their customers. You've always said it in your program. Everybody says it. The customer is always king. It's the customer that keeps you in business, whatever your business is. And what AIB are really doing now is giving the two fingers to their customers and saying, you can like this, you can suck it up, and you can blow it out in bubbles because there's nothing you can do about it. And I really think that's a horrible thing.
One of the issues for small traders, retailers, who really don't have a great turnover, turnover. And if they, I saw one recently and the guy said to me, I just deal in cash because the bit that the credit card and debit card companies take from me just impacts my profitability. I couldn't continue if I had to take plastic. So I don't, because, you know, the transactions are all tiny. Some of the comments coming in. Recently, I needed to lodge some cash to an AIB account, so I went to my local post office. There, I was told I could only lodge if I had an AIB lodgement slip. I asked, could you give me one, please? And they said, no, you have to provide your own. I said, where would I get one? The answer was at an AIB bank branch. What a joke. That's from Gary. Now, maybe that will change with this deepening 40 million euro investment they're making with Unpost. Hi, Pat. All very well moving all these services to Unpost, but Unpost do not have the robust back-end services that the banks have, such as fraud detection and IT capability. There will be huge problems ahead. If you have paperless billing with an AIB credit card, you cannot pay your bill at a post office, as the online bill does not have the necessary barcode to scan into the Unpost system, says another. Surely the clue is in the departure of Ulster Bank and KBC. Banking is changing and those who wish to survive will have to adapt or put up their charges to meet the cost of maintaining a declining branch network. That's from Joe. AIB have also withdrawn Safe Deposit Box services. Marion Vaults, the Safe Deposit Box business in Dublin, have seen a significant increase in demand for secure storage, a service that the banks used to provide in the past. That's from Seamus Fahey, who got a nice little plug-in for the company he runs, which is Marion Vaults. I use AIB in Salt Hill. It seems to be a very busy branch. I have a business in Salt Hill. I will be lost without it. The nearest branch is in the city. No parking there. So I'm going to move to Bank of Ireland. That's from Paul. It'll be interesting to see how many people will miss the ATM and the cash facilities in the branches, that they will overcome their inertia and move to a different bank. But the options are narrowing with the departure of Ulster Bank. So is this too late to stop, do you think, Michael?
Well, politically, Pat, I don't really know, can the government intervene and intercede in this case? But just on the point that a caller to a show made there, they were going to change from AIB to BOI. For example, the good people in Castle Island and the business people there and the general customers, they can't move from one bank to the other because the other bank has gone before that already, because Bank of Ireland have bailed out before AIB are bailing out. And for example, another analogy to give you, and remember, it's not just all about Kerry this morning. There are 70 banks throughout the country that are closing. But people have been on to me from Dingle this morning, who are saying they will have to leave Dingle and head to Tralee. This is going to put an enormous cost and an enormous time constraint on businesses that are small and that don't have the capability of being able to say, well, you take half the day now and go away and do the banking business that needs to be done, because they won't be able to afford that type of time. Mm. And again, AIB have thought of none of this. And again, just about the post offices. Yes, there are a lot of services available through our post offices, and I've always been promoting that. But I'd be the first person to admit that you can say that, well, there's a fear of you now that AIB is gone, because you'll be able to do it all in the local post office. Because the truth is, that range of services aren't there yet anywhere. And that's, you have to be factual and you have to be... Yeah.
But also Michael, I have to say, I've used the post office recently to register a letter. And, you know, there was a queue. Four or five people took half an hour out of my day. I wasn't in a hurry, so I didn't mind too much. But if someone's coming into the post office with a raft of checks to lodge in front of me and doing this bit of business and that bit of business, and maybe, you know, people transferring money to, as I saw, people who are immigrants transferring money to their home country and all that sort of stuff, it's not quite like a bank where you can go in, interrogate a machine in the corner, do your business, lodge a few checks and depart. It's going to be cumbersome and troublesome, and no matter how well Unpost try to serve the people, they're not going to be able to eliminate those fairly typical queues that you see.
Well, the silence from government on this whole issue is deafening. I've heard of people throughout the country and other media outlets coming out, politicians and other people, community leaders and everybody saying this is wrong. But, you know, where is the Taoiseach? Where is the tarnished? Where are our vast amount of ministers, be it junior or senior ministers? Why aren't they coming out and criticising AIB today? And why aren't they saying we're going to haul them in before an Oireachtas committee and we're going to ask them, how did they make this decision? What is the basis for it? Can they not afford to keep the branches open and provide the services that they've been providing? But again, the government are silent on what is a major issue. And I'm really, really put out about that, because what we want from politicians is leadership, not silence.
Yeah. And we sought comments from Brian Hayes this morning of the Bankers Federation, and they don't comment on individual banks. My God. 70.
Well, I'm afraid now that's not much of an answer to give to customers who today are scratching their heads and saying, how am I supposed to manage? Because you know better than anybody when you're running a busy show like you do. You hear every day the individual stories and the stories from businesses who are finding it difficult in the ever-changing times, for example, with the increasing costs of energy and electricity and fuel and everything. And now this is another worry and another burden. And I really am fearful for the future of small business in Ireland. And I like to think that I'm very tuned into what's happening in my own county, but also throughout the country. And I really feel that people are sort of scratching their heads now today and saying, oh my God, where is all this going to end? We seem to be on a slippery slope to nowhere. And again, the silence from the political leaders is absolutely...
Well, perhaps they will make a bit of noise on this. We shall see. Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD in Kerry, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.